Time now to talk a little bit of tennis with Ash Barty in action later tonight. You can see it all on Channel 9, of course, and one of the best voices on Channel 9 has been Yelena Dokic throughout the coverage. She joins us on this Tuesday morning. Yelena, good morning and welcome to RSN 927.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with Ash, because it is the feature of the day from an Australian perspective. How much chance do you give her tonight when she takes on Petra Kvitova, a two-time Wimbledon champion? And will she benefit from this being her first time this deep in a Grand Slam? She's sort of almost got nothing to lose?
Yeah, of course you have to give her a chance. I mean, it's the quarterfinals of a Grand Slam, and everyone's got an equal chance to get through. So, look, she's done so well to make that breakthrough and to do it at home. That's not easy. There's been a lot of media attention, a lot of expectation on her, a lot of pressure, which she's handled extremely well. It's wonderful to make that breakthrough at home like she has and to be in the quarterfinals. And look, I know we want her to win and we would like her to get through, but we also have to, remember that we can't put too much pressure on her. She's done so well. She's someone that goes out there, competes 100%, gives her best, and that's all you can ask for. And she's got a tough match today, and she had a tough one in the fourth round, very similar to today, another big hitting, Petra Kvitova, and it's similar to Maria Sharapova, who she played in the round before. But I definitely give her a chance.
What does Ash need to do to upset Petra? She's a fine player, and Ash is on the way up, but what can she do as part of her game and part of her tactics, and what can you expect to see tonight?
Look, I think she'll have to serve extremely well. Petra is someone, that is very aggressive, takes the ball very early, likes to dictate points. So I think she's going to have to serve really, really well. A lot of variety, a lot of placement, and just keep Petra guessing. Petra's been playing really well since she won Sydney, where she beat Ash in the final. They had that really tough match. It was only a few points here and there. So, she'll have to try and expose that movement as well. Petra's very good with anything in her hitting zone. And, I think Ash will have to use the slice really well, but also be very aggressive. Go for her shots when she gets a chance. She has to really take it to Petra, I think. She did that with Maria, especially in the second and third set. She's going to have to do it today.
Do you enjoy the way that she does attack the net as well? That's a little unusual in the women's game.
I do. She's probably the best volleyer on the women's tour. And, she does it so well. She picks the right time to come to the net. And she's got extremely extremely good volleys, and she reads the player very well. So it's definitely a great advantage to have. Not a lot of women can do it as well as she can. Absolutely. And I would use that as well. She did that throughout not just this tournament, but also in Sydney. She has so much success when she comes to the net, so it's a big part of her game, and definitely she needs to continue using it.
Yelena, you are the best person in the world to give us an insight into what it's like being in a quarterfinal at the Australian Open with a lot of the pressure from us. Hopefully we didn't put too much on because it was all meant to be support. But what is she going through as an Australian in the quarterfinal of an Australian Open? Waking up, seeing her photo on the back page, on the front page. Everyone's talking about her on every TV station you flick onto at the moment. What was it like when you went through that in 2009?
Well, I try to stay away from a lot of that. It might sound a bit surprising, but the more that you look at things like that, the better. Just because, you don't want to look at absolutely every single thing that's out there. You need to keep your focus. So the more that you don't kind of watch TV, read the newspapers and the internet, the better. And I'm sure she's doing that as well. But look, for me, I actually really enjoyed it. And even though, sometimes you lose matches, and I've lost them here at the Australian Open, I still enjoyed them because I enjoyed the fact that the crowd was behind me and I could really feel that. It's very hard to explain, what it's like to walk out there, full house, Rod Laver Arena at night match. You've got goosebumps every single time you win a point and the crowd goes wild. So I would use that if I was her, and she did that well already this tournament, but that's what I try to do, and it really helped me a lot while I was actually playing. So look, there is that added pressure and expectation because she's at home, and we always want, obviously Australians to do well here, and I think for sure she knows that. But look, she's been dealing with it so well, and I'm sure her team around her as well is doing a great job. So I'm sure she'll just be trying to focus on this match, going out there, trying to do her best and trying to win. But don't forget, she's made a breakthrough. This is the first quarterfinal of a Grand Slam, and she's done it at home, which is fantastic. She's still so young. She's going to get plenty more chances to do it.
One last one before we let you go. How deep can she go if she gets over Kvitova tonight?
Look, a lot of people have been talking about that, but I think it's a little bit just too far ahead to think about that. She's yep. got this match today, and if she gets through, then you can worry about the next one. And when you get to this stage of a Grand Slam, everyone is playing so good. And even though some Grand Slam champions have been knocked out, and you've got Collins and Pavlyuchenkova left on that side of the draw, these women have been playing great tennis, especially Collins, to beat Kerber. So, they're no pushovers. They're all playing extremely well. So you can't look that far ahead. This is the match tonight. This is what she needs to focus on. It's a Grand Slam quarterfinal. You just got to take it a step at a time.
Cannot wait for it tonight, Yelena. Thanks so much for your time on RSN 927 this morning. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. Thank you.